Okay. We are the Happy House Hunters. We're a group of individuals or couples that share ideas about investing in commercial and residential real estate. Our goals may vary, however, we hope to share our journey. So today I'm talking to Bryce Burton. Bryce, give me a little bit of your background and tell us why you do what you do.
Sure. So I am an estate planning attorney. I'm also actually a firefighter for the city of Columbus. And what I do is I try to help people plan for their future and protect their assets upon their passing. One of the reasons I do this, one of the main reasons I do this, is that I had an experience with my grandmother and a family farm that she had where she actually had dementia in her later years for a little over 10 years and lost the family farm, which was worth, you know, approximately $3 million, all of which went to pay for her final expenses. And it's a real shame that we lost that. And one of the reasons I do this, or one of the main reasons I do this, is to help others to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen to them. Another reason that I do this also is that I enjoy the fact that I can help people. It's a very win-win type of practice. It allows me to give back to people while at the same time, you know, earning a living.
Well, that's interesting because over the years, you know, we always hear about estate planning and that we should all do some estate planning. But many of us, including myself, we're not sure exactly what is estate planning. Can you give us a description of that in layman's terms? Because some of us starting out in this group, you know, we've not had any property before to even worry about estate planning. So what do we need to know about estate planning?
Terms, estate planning is basically just making sure that what you have goes to who you want. It's a lot more difficult than a lot of people would think. They think that when they pass, things are just going to go where they should and so be it. But what they kind of find out and what I find out with working with clients is that a lot of times they don't have the property that they do have titled appropriately, which then can lead to all sorts of issues, whether it be probate court, excess fees, time, grief, all sorts of things. So what estate planning does is basically allows you, while you're still able to make sure that everything is taken care of for your loved one.
Well, I know when I was in my 20s, I didn't worry about estate planning. I mean, at that point in time, you know, I just was concerned, you know, payday to payday and where we were going to, you know, go out to the movies on the weekend. So, you know, as you get a little older and, you know, and like your story where you have, you know, a parent or a grandparent that passes away and you start to see the need to do some estate planning. But so many people, they don't even understand what probate is or what it does and why we even need to avoid probate. So tell me a little bit about probate and why there's even this push to avoid it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's one of the things I find a lot of the clients that I have are generally, they come to me because they did have a parent or a loved one pass away, and it was a bit of a nightmare. And so then they come to me and say, you know, I want to make sure that my kids don't have to go through what I just went through.
What kind of stuff do they go through? What are you talking about that they go through?
So what probate is a way for the court or the state has created a set of rules as to when you pass away, where your things are going to go. Now this is only if you actually own them personally. It gets a bit more complicated when you get into what an actual estate is and why you might own something as compared to if a trust owns something. But basically what we run into is, you know, if the parents didn't have a will, even if they had a will and had a ton of assets, that the kids wind up fighting over those things because they didn't title them appropriately or they didn't guard against that sort of thing. A lot of times the probate court itself can take anywhere from 12 to 18 months. So a lot of times you can have a parent's house just sitting there empty while everything is taken care of in probate court and the kids can't sell the house. And so it's just a whole big ordeal.
Yeah, I have a brief story of my own where my dad passed away and, of course, had a will and thought he had all of his ducks in a row, so to speak, but did not have a trust. And so the entire estate went into probate, and there were some kids from a previous marriage that decided to contest his will. And I just remember everything was just kind of locked down for about 6 months. And my mom couldn't even take out enough cash to buy groceries because all the accounts were kind of locked down until it completed the probate process. So, of course, I didn't understand it then. So,
yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, just simple things like that. If you don't have your bank account titled appropriately, all of a sudden, you know, the parent passes away and those funds are immediately frozen until, you know, the court gives a person permission to have access to those funds. And that can be contested. So those funds could be, you know, for, like you said, 6 months, 12 months, even 18 months sometimes, depending on how backlogged the court is.
A lot of my clients seem to think that if they just put their name on the bank account along with mom and dad, that that takes care of it and that that then won't go through probate. How accurate is their thinking on that?
Well, so it really depends. So the ideal situation is if you're going to put your name on the account, they put it on there with right of survivorship. So what that means is that when a parent passes, 100% of the ownership would go to the other person on the account or the other people on the account.
Oh, okay.
So for example, if you had a mom, a dad, and a son, and it was joined with right of survivorship and dad passed away, then mom and son would each have 100% interest in that account. When mom eventually passes away, then the son would have 100% interest in the account automatically upon death, as compared to just a joint account where you have a joint interest, but technically the estate still has a partial interest in that account.
I get it. How about real estate? Does real estate pass the same way with the survivorship?
Yeah, so real estate deal with the same sorts of things. So you can have joint with right of survivorship, which is the same sort of deal where a husband and wife might own a property joint with right of survivorship. The husband passes away, his share immediately goes to the wife, and the wife owns 100% of that. There's another thing you can do with children where you have what's called a transfer on death deed or a transfer on death affidavit, where mom and dad may own the property 100% right now, but once the second of them passes, then the property automatically transfers to the children and bypasses probate. And one thing we didn't discuss is one of the reasons you want to bypass probate, other than the hassle and the time, is the cost. You know, you're looking at generally anywhere from 3 to 5% of the amount of the estate.
Oh, and these days with real estate actually, you know, gaining in value again, we're on the upswing. If mom and dad own a house and maybe one rental or a summer place or whatever, all of a sudden you can be talking $500,000 pretty easy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I had one gentleman I knew about, he had a pretty sizable estate, about $11 million worth of property and both liquid assets as well as real estate, and didn't really do any sort of estate planning other than a will. And I know the attorney that actually, not myself, unfortunately, but the attorney that probated that estate, about $500,000. In probate fees on that estate.
Wow. So it's worth it to spend some money and do some estate planning. And so one of the ways that you can do estate planning, of course, is with a trust. And so give me layman's terms, you know, because a lot of folks in this group, they're just now starting to buy their first piece of investment real estate. Maybe they own their own home, or maybe they don't even own their own home yet, and they're looking to just get into some real estate because they've made the decision that's where they need to go for their retirement for whatever reason. So in layman's terms, what would you have to do to write a trust, and what does that do for them?
Was the real basic is what is an estate. So I've been talking about a person's estate. What an estate is basically everything that you own personally when you pass away. So everything from your car to your house to your furniture.